a wonderful aspect of our practice is that it is our practice. Our meaning each of us, as we are, who we are, what we are, is the realm of our practice, the circumstances of our life, whether we're so-called young, so-called middle-aged, so-called old, and all the other ways that we distinguish and characterize ourselves or characterize others or compare, doesn't make a difference in the sense that our practice is our practice, and it's not dependent on us being some other condition. It's in the midst of our life conditions, circumstances, that our opportunity and support and nurturing is there, because our life is the perfect manifestation of the universe, meaning our particular life circumstances inside, outside. I've been, in a way, speaking about this for the past few weeks. I brought up previously the Bahia Sutra. I spoke of the Avatamsaka Sutra, which emphasizes that all beings are the wisdom perfection of the Buddha, are this awakened life. All beings means us as we are, not us as some other thing somewhere hidden, but us as we are, you as you are. And yet, we are also the ones that need, as we are, the circumstances of our life, need the effort or attention as is appropriate to cease doing what creates trouble. Or as the practice principles say, what we get caught in, what we hold on to, whether we call it self-centered thoughts, feelings, emotions, whether we call it judgments. But it's not because there's any specific thing that's a problem, but it's the specific thing of this moment where we get to notice. So I brought up earlier the Bahia Sutra, but I also want to emphasize, because some of you could say, well, that's in the Pali Canon, yes, but there's another sutra. There's a sutra in the Chinese, there's a version of this in the Pali Canon. It's called the Salayatana Samyutta in the Pali Canon. But in the Chinese Agama Sutra, there's a Samyukta Agama, which has a similar story, not with Bahia, but with another person. And I'll try to pronounce their name, Malan Kiaputta. So there's this sutra where the Buddha, Malan Kyaputta comes to the Buddha and he asks the Buddha for instruction. And he asks the Buddha for instruction several times until the Buddha says, okay, I'll give you instruction. And it's one interesting thing with him is that the Buddha points out that he's older than the typical students, doesn't say specifically how old he is. And he even repeats his requests to the Buddha and says, yes, I am older than most of your other students who come. And he says, nevertheless, I'm indeed old, but I still request a teacher less. So the Buddha says to him, first, you tell me how you understand it. And then he explains how he understands practice. And the Buddha says to him, I'm not going to go through the whole text, but Buddha says, it is well. It is well, Malan Kyaputta. See by way of being limited to seeing. Hear by way of being limited to hearing. Sense by way of being limited to sensing. And cognize by way of being limited to cognizing. Notice this is very similar to the language that the Buddha uses with Bahiya. And then the Buddha continues, if you are not in that, and if from that you also do not revert to being in this, and you are also not in between the two, this then is the end of suffering. What does he mean if you're not in that? And if you're also don't reverse to being in this, and you're also not in between, what does he mean? He means, and this is similar, as I said, when we see things, hear things, sense things, think about things, if we don't get caught, entangled, add self-centered judgments, beliefs in that, how that is, or about how we are, in other words, oh, I'm better than that, I'm worse than that, that means I'm such and such, or all the other ways. And we don't add further another way in between the two. In other words, there's some relationship ideas that if we don't do that, or if we cease to do that, or if we cease to hold to that, then suffering ends. In other words, if we just see what's seeing, hear hearing, sense sensing, and it's not as if we have to do anything special to do that. Oh, I'm going to make some special kind of seeing. No. It's the experiencing is who we are. And yet it's what we cover up when we're, as we say in the practice principles, caught or caught in self-centered, holding to the self-centeredness. And we don't have to say, I shouldn't be doing that, but simply over and over note this as appropriately, label it as appropriate for your practice, and be this experiencing, doing, living moment that you are. Sensing as you sense. Hearing as you hear. Seeing as you see. Thinking as you're thinking. Many of us have activities that involve thinking. And it's easy to go, oh, it's the thinking that's the problem. No. It's what we entangle with it and add on to it. When cognized, being limited to the cognizing. So if you're figuring something out, figure it out. It's when we get in trouble with it, or as the Buddha says in the sutra, on having seen a form with the eyes, if right mindfulness is lost, then in the form that has been seen, one grasps its signs with thoughts of craving. One grasps its signs with thoughts of craving, of liking, not liking, it's mine, it's not mine, he has it, I don't, she's doing it, I didn't. That's what the grasping the sign with the thoughts of craving. So we can't stop that habit, those habits, when they arise. That isn't how we practice, attempting to stop something. That just creates more tensions and difficulties. But if we notice it, or if we label it, if we work with it in a skillful way, being this experiencing, being this life that we are, then we are seeing when we're seeing, hearing when we're hearing, and all the other senses as sensing, including thinking when we're thinking. Then we're doing this perfection of our life as it is. I won't even say we're doing it, but we are this perfection. And we means we respond according to circumstances naturally. We are this life that we are. And this life that we are is the life of the universe. So that's why Dogen can say, being awakened by the myriad dharmas, meaning the myriad dharmas, circumstances, conditions of this moment manifested. This moment manifested is not limited to some ideas of it, but it's this whole universe that is our life right now. Because we've let go of, or aren't holding to, the stories, whether we call it self-centeredness, whether we call it reactive habits, whether we call it core belief, fears, those might come, but those come and go. Circumstances don't have to be grasped, or grasping is also involved in rejecting, fought against, with the thoughts of craving, of wanting it and not wanting it, and I shouldn't have to, and he should have, and as opposed to seeing what's seen hearing what's hearing, doing what's doing, which is our life, being just this moment, being just this moment. If you're in the going out in the cold, putting on the coat, lifting up an umbrella, if that's what's necessary, step by step. The phone rings, you answer, hello. Someone speaks to you, you respond. There's food to cook. You turn the flame on and you pour the food in the pan and stir it. Being just this moment, compassion's way. Thank you all.